You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and the executive director of Katie's' Janice Mason Art Museum, Megan Whitaker Nesbitt.
Hi, Austin. Hi, Megan. Thank you for being here. And, last Thursday we had a preview of the exhibit that we're here to talk about today, entitled An Island is Unreliable, works by Cody Arnold and Sarah Smith, both faculty members at Murray State. And this morning when you came in, I asked you about how spare the exhibit is of photographs and built pieces and what the context is. And you had a really interesting take on first the title.
Sure. The title, An Island is Unreliable, it kind of came from me thinking about the two artists and how they worked together, how their work was similar. Both of them are kind of coming from a found art sort of trajectory in art history. The idea of just sort of finding an object that already exists and, you know, titling it, altering it, or just designating it as art, and that being the art. So the idea of an island being unreliable came from me thinking about, you know, every day I cross the Lake Barkley Bridge, and there's a little piece of land that has a tree on it. And, you know, I pass it every day and I quickly think, there's a tree, there's a little island in the middle of a lake. But if I were to walk down to the shore or maybe go out on a boat and approach that piece of land, you know, maybe the island reminds me of thinking of when I read The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and playing pirates on an island, or maybe I thought that tree was a hickory and maybe it's actually a much larger oak tree than I even thought it was. And this idea of the more time I spend with an object or the closer I get to it or the farther I get from it, it changes in context and meaning.
And I think that the exhibit itself would have changed for me had I seen the labeling that
Sure.
wasn't up yet. And you have helped me understand a bit more about a couple of the pieces. I'd like to ask you to speak to the piece that has audio that Cody did.
Sure. That is a piece by Cody Arnold, and the title of it is The Elevated Section of the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Highway. And it's a great, huge assemblage is what I would call it, that's made of parking cones and carpet padding and a cheerleader megaphone. And then he's, you know, rigged this car stereo to play audio through the megaphone. And it plays, you know, a few tracks, but every once in a while the thing that you really hear is these birds, you know, chirping is too pleasant, really, of a description. maybe squawking, I don't know. And the piece is really coming from this idea of if you take, you know, he pulled the rope that the piece hangs from, you know, he pulled out of a secondhand store, and the parking cones are, you know, discarded things that he found on the road. The idea is this personal experience that he had of driving this part of a highway every day, and all of these things that he sort of scavenged that he felt somehow related to this experience for him, including the sound. And it's nothing that, you know, his experience, I'm not going to look at that piece and really experience the same thing. But he found a way to try to give us an experience that for him encapsulated that personal moment for him. And we're going to have our own experience with it as we go in. And, you know, we recognize there's all these pieces that we see, and I know that's a parking cone, and I know that's a rope, but I'm having to deal with them in a really strange, altered context. And it puts me sort of at odds with things that I feel are familiar, and I'm having to find a way to think about them and describe them and hopefully spend time with them and open myself up to it and see if I like it, see if I can get something from it, and maybe I don't, you know, and that's up to a viewer, absolutely. But I do feel like it's the work in the show is really challenging, and that's exciting. I think that it's really interesting for someone to come in and have these moments of, I know that's a picture of a T-shirt, and that's familiar. I know what a photograph is, I know what a T-shirt is, but how can I spend some time with this and maybe see if there's something more for me here?
I was taken by a note on yellow paper mm-hmm. in childlike writing.
Mm-hmm. There's a piece by Sarah Smith, and it's and the title of the piece is failing me, but the note has things I'd like to change about my life is, you know, titled on it. And one would assume that it's a note that she wrote as a child. And I remember, you know, some of the things where she wants to change her attitude. I think attitude is spelled like T-O-O-D yeah. at the end. You know, and so Sarah really is, they are, your word is good, it's sparse. You know, she's very much just taking pictures of objects unaltered, which, and then titling them in such a way that you have to think about them in a new light. And a lot of her work is really dealing with the idea that we think of photography as this thing that really helps us preserve ephemeral, you know, fleeting moments. And she's really raising the question of, well, is it really capturing that? You know, did this picture of you visiting a place of your childhood, did it really capture that nostalgic moment? Or is it just another object that you've now created for you to hold on to that doesn't really do what you want it to do? It just becomes another object that can't possibly document something because maybe we can't. Maybe we can't document, maybe we can't hold on to those moments.
When you had the opening reception, what were people talking about when they were looking?
Well, we had a really interesting you know, mix of people at the reception. We had a lot of people from Murray who are art faculty and who really have a context for understanding this, you know, tradition in art history. And so they were really talking about, you know, relationships to other kinds of maybe artists that work in the same way, or, you know, maybe talking about Cody Arnold going back to the tradition of assemblage, Robert Rauschenberg in the 60s working. And then you have people who have no basis for understanding that. They love art and they like to come to our shows, but don't necessarily have a background in art history or, you know, see a lot of complicated contemporary art. And we had really mixed reactions. There were a lot of people who didn't know what to think, and I know probably didn't like what they saw. And then we had a gentleman who works at our local hardware store who comes to all of our openings, and he absolutely loved Cody's work. He thought it was so phenomenal to have somebody see these things that he works with on a daily basis, you know, insulation, 2x4s, and whatever, and just have this ability to envision them in such a different way than he obviously would have ever, you know, used those materials. He loved it. He thought it was great.
Fascinating intertwining of community in yeah. art. I know that it opened Saturday, but I'm not thinking of the extent of the show dates.
It's up through April 26th. The end of April.
Okay, so there's plenty of time to see it.
Plenty of time, yeah.
And you know, you might want to describe the jewel that is the Janice Mason Art Museum. It's in an old post office, but that doesn't... It's just like... It reminds me of a purse, a little box purse mm-hmm. with just all sorts of fascinating details mm-hmm. to see.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's got the little slots for everything you need. It's perfect. it is a jewel. It's a WPA post office that a few people in the community and Katie's purchased in the late 90s and decided that they felt really strongly that the community needed an art center. And at the time had some support from other donors and renovated the building. And really, I mean, it was amazing when I stumbled upon it. Just driving through Katie's one day, I saw a flag outside that said Art Museum, and I thought I'd better go in, and I was amazed at the space. And, you know, we had a lot of artists that came to the opening on Saturday night, and all of them commented that they had no idea that space was there and what a lovely space it was. And you know, and Cody and Sarah's work looks beautiful in that space. It's an ideal space for any artist. So it's definitely worth seeing, regardless of what show we have. You should definitely come check out what we have.
And you have a surprisingly sophisticated inventory in the gift shop adjacent. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been downstairs, but there was a hubbub. You know, we were there Thursday night, and there was a class going on downstairs. Yeah. And you, like the Murray Art Guild, you have a whole schedule of classes. I think you start around tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. We have tomorrow. We have our mini master class, which is a class for kids. This time it's for 7 to 9 year olds, and they'll be doing a little, you know, segment at the beginning that talks about cubism, and they're going to be making crazy portraits. And we recently in October started a grant through the National Endowment for Arts to support art education programs at the museum. So we have three basic programs. Mini Masters is one, and that's a class for kids every month. And then in July, we have a whole month worth of classes, and those are all free. So, you know, check out the website and see what the age limit is for a specific class and just register. They're free. We'd be happy to have you. And then every third Thursday, we do a program called Make and Mingle. And that's really just kind of more of a social, casual art making night. The idea is it's made for people like me, where I sit down and 2 hours later I'm done and I take it home, and I don't have to have follow up for my own diligence to finish a project. And then we have classes that are basically like a master class, but they're introductory level. We just wrapped a stained glass class, a 6-week stained glass class. And coming up April 12th, I believe, we start a 3-week drop spindle class. So people will be taking their own fiber and making their own yarn.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really fun, really fun classes coming up.
We're talking with Megan Whitaker Nesbitt, who is the executive director of the Janice Mason Art Museum on Main Street in Katy's. You want to give us the hours and times?
Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.